Picture in the Phoenix Hall, 6 June, 1998, Durban, South Africa.
Was very proud, and they will think we can do everything. But Lord was conscious about that and wants to give them some consciousness. He appeared like an old man. And I've seen the demigods, they are proudly, yes, it is what?
Yes, it's worth
very nice. Then when passing Indra, Vayu, Chandra, Varun, etc. And the story is Upanishad. Lord himself told, who are you, sir? I am of the
take it
further down. And blow everything. But when Master told a Lord, if this is a grass, can he move it? But he tried, he cannot do that. This way, many demigods, they came and cannot do anything. Then Indra himself come, and when Indra come, that old man disappeared and there Mahamaya appeared. And Indra asked to Mahamaya, who was that person? And Mahamaya said, he is the Supreme Personality. You are thinking, you have so much power and you can do everything, but without his power, no one can do anything. And he is that God. When this way Mahamaya given some identity of the Lord, and they understand, and from far they bow down to the Lord. Ishavasyam idam sarvam, everywhere Lord living, Lord living in your heart. And all the entity, they are empowered and they are also existing as Paramatma, the Lord Sri Krishna. Ishavasyam idam sarvam. Then we always be humble with everyone and bow down to everyone. This is first eternal religion. Eternal religions, Sanatana Dharma. But Sanatana Dharma, we are telling, actually, it will be more clear. Sanatana, eternal, but Jaiva Dharma. All the entities have religion. And they are coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Son. And we all like sun ray. Our existence with full power of Lord, but very tiny power there. Coming from the Lord. And for that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is non-dependent form of Krishna, he told that our relationship with God, Achinta Veda Ved. Different with Lord, if Lord is powerful and supreme, and Jiva soul with his power but very tiny and insignificant, but same quality, almost same quality with God. We have. But we are living with this illusory environment and forgotten our own form, which is Satchidananda, eternal and consciousness and ecstasy. These three qualities with us and fully existing within our Lord. My Guru Maharaj, Om Vishnu Bhakti Srila Bhaktivinoda Sridhar Devi Goswami, he given one book, name is Search for Sri Krishna, Reality the Beautiful. In this mundane world, anyway we are engaged with so many things for our happiness, for our enjoyment, for beauty, for charm, for ecstasy. We are always searching something, engaged with many things, spending our energy, but not getting that. Because our searching is not proper. Within the illusory environment, we are dreaming. But necessary to break the dream, then we can feel the awareness that ecstasy, ecstatic world. If we will try to search, we will see it is existing within Krishna consciousness. This world, we are telling mundane world, but transcendental world, so big, and that existing, an eternity there, always flowing, eternity. That eternal world is our domain. We can go there and we have that quality to stay there eternally. Here eternity is not possible. We know, and that is the spiritual theory given in Veda, Vedanta, Upanishad, Purana, Itihas, etc. So many scriptures. We are involved with this mundane world, but spiritual world completely different from this, but only similarity we will get through the consciousness. We all, conscious body holder, conscious body holder, but living within different type of species and forgotten our situation, and they have the heart, vibhorte sthan. And we are thinking, I am a man, dog thinking, I am a dog, elephant thinking, I am elephant, like that. Everyone has some consciousness about his own body, but actually that body not his own self. It is necessary to know that. For that, we will get advice from the scriptures, Atmanam Vidhi. You are Atma, you are enriched with three qualities, that is willing, feeling and thinking. But your form is covered by illusion. You have capacity to search that within this human body. Other species not that type of capacity to search, because they have not full conscious about this willing, feeling and thinking. But in this human body, everyone not maybe enriched with this, but almost they have that capacity to search. And for them, Lord Himself given scripture through the rishis, munis, like Vedavyas, like Vasishtha, like Chavan, like Vishwamitra, etc. And many scriptures only showing the transcendental world, and there are some transcendental benefit, but what given Vedavyas, that is the speed we know through the acharya, through the expert, through the scholar. Vedavyas gave us Srimad Bhagavad Gita, what Sri Krishna Himself told to His dearmost friend Arjuna. But Arjuna was only an instrument. But that knowledge given for us, and all over the world now knows how much famous scripture is Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Now more than 1,000 edition happened of Srimad Bhagavad Gita in several type of languages. And everyone wants to know what is the insight of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And they are also searching. Human form can search. They have that capacity. But proper searching not happening everywhere, because our ego is obstacle for that. But if we want to understand that transcendental knowledge through Bhagavad Gita, we will try through some expert to understand the substance of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan God given us. Gita Shugita Kartavya Kimanai Shastra Vistare Jasrayam Padmanabhasya Mukhapadma Vinishrita. Not necessary to read so many scriptures. Only if we will try to understand through the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita what is our position, what is our destination, and what is our kartavya, duty. Everything we can understand through Bhagavad Gita. Srimad Bhagavad Gita actually for primary education of devotee souls, it is very much appreciable and higher secondary or more than that. For that knowledge, Srimad Bhagavatam appeared in this world. Krishna Himself, in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, that we can understand scriptures, other scriptures. Then, what knowledge given in Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavad. That is necessary to know. Anyway, we will try to understand that. Then we will get part of our life, and it is the mercy of Lord when appear in this material world. We do not want to miss that fortune. And for that, the merciful scholars, they always advise us, search for Sri Krishna, try to understand who are you, and what is this material world, and where is that transcendental service world. Everything within these two scriptures, if you will realize through that, you must understand. But before that, necessary to be little qualified like a good student, and necessary a good master. Tadbiddhi pranipatena pariprasthena sevaya upadekhantite jnanam jnaninas tattva-darshina. Who is really qualified guru? We are telling guru, actually qualified teacher. That is very appropriate word. Who is qualified teacher, go to him and be surrendered to him and ask your question and do seva, service for him. Then you will understand through his melted heart what is inside living the scriptures, especially in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, etc. Ved, Vedanta, Upanishad, everywhere this way given advice to us. Suddenly if you ask any question to someone, he is not bound to give answer for that. But if you are humble, with your hankering, if you surrender to him and ask, oh, sir, what is the inside of this scripture? Please tell me. I want to know. And he must be melted with you and will give as he have knowledge. And if he have not full knowledge, he will refer you to other higher authority. This way, if we will try to understand, we shall understand the meanings of the scriptures, especially what is very beneficial for us, that Srimad Bhagavad Gita. We are now in the form of Hindu, form of Muslim, form of Christian. Several types of religious form we are following. But actually, our religion, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, we are all the jiva soul. Our destination, the service world, and there we have full facility, only necessary to go there through the mood of devotion and dedication. Krishna said in Srimad Bhagavad Gita very clearly this. And Krishna not hide to Arjuna anything. Krishna himself told, see, I am God, you are my friend, बहुनी में पतितानी जन्मानि कवचार्जुन तानम वेद सर्वानी नक्तं वित्थ परं. You have so much power, no doubt, but you cannot remember that. But I know how many births gone before. We passed how many births before. This way, Krishna told Arjuna very affectionately, you are my dear friend, then I am telling you, you follow this line, karma yoga. Up to that, the gyan, not will come to you. Proper knowledge not will come to you. You follow the karma yoga. But sarvam karma akhilam partho gyane puri samadpate. And when you will get proper knowledge, you must surrender to God. And you must follow the line of devotion. In Bhagavad Gita, there are Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, and Bhakti Yoga. Everything Bhagavan described Arjuna. But every chapter he connected with devotion, all the activity of devotion with devotion. Without devotion, result not come to the devotion. The main heart of religion is the bhakti yoga, devotion. And devotion coming through dedication. Then dedicated life to the devotion will get all the benefit, even super benefit. What Krishna said, I shall see, I shall take your full charge. You come to me and surrender to me. Very good. Anunnat chintayam gomam itejana parjupasate. Tesan nitta vijuttanan yoga kemang maha. Fully surrendered devotion. Not necessary to think their material life also. That's also Lord Himself will look after their material benefit. And God Himself knows which way He will take us to the transcendental world, and we will get promotion from here to there. And that way, varieties of explanation Krishna given in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, but finally, He said, sarva guccha pamang bhuya srinu me paramang vacha. This is the very most hidden treasure I am telling to you. Istoshi me dhridhamiti tato vakhyamite hitam. You take your time with full faith and determination, my advice, you must be super benefited. Then he told, Manmana Bhava Madhbhakta Madhbhava Madhjaji Magna Madhbhakta. Other practices not will be fruitful, but practice of teach you, it must give fruit. And that fruit can give us super benefit. Because within the Bhakti Yoga, there is all rules and regulation. But for the satisfaction of Krishna, result, everything going to Krishna. Patram puspam phalam tuoyam jome bhaktya prajacchati tadaham bhaktu purhittam asnami prajatatna. Krishna himself taking that. Murkha vadati vishnaya, dhira vadati vishnave. Unqualified person or qualified person, there is no question. Some already do not know the Vedic mantra, but with devotion, if she will offer to Krishna, Krishna will take that offering. Krishna said, patram pushpam phalam tuoyam. Necessary to give with devotion. Bhaktya prajacchati. Then when devotion, without devotion, when without devotion, nothing can satisfy the Lord. The from first time if you will try with devotion to offer our Lordship, he must be satisfied and he will take care of me. Even Krishna said, lastly, the sarva-dharmān parityajya. This mundane world, different kind of mood of religion, not only that, different type of practices. What? Not always suitable for everyone. And not necessary to go in that level. You come in the proper channel, surrender to me, I shall take care of you. And this way, Srimad Bhagavata also giving that transcendental knowledge to us. Dharma prachita kaita bhutra paramo nirmatsaranam satam vedyam vastava vastu matra shivadam tapotrayam mulanam Srimad Bhagavati Mahamuni Kriti Kimma Parayishara Sadyo Ruddha Varuddha Sadyo Hiddha Varuddha Tekra Kriti Vishru Sru Sru Vishasana. Who will practice this devotion and life, he will be super benefited. And his practice can conquer the heart of Lord, and he can feel the, his master within him and taking his offerings, taking his offerings. And jatkaroshi jatasnasi jatjuhoshi dadasi jat tapasrachikandhya tatkurusapadapranam. That advice he will feel in his own heart who will practice the devotional life. In this age of Kali Yuga, without devotion, I love you also, but especially in this Kali Yuga, without devotion, we cannot do anything. Religious practice. Everywhere necessary, first, the mood of devotion, then we can do. And their main basis must be faith, not only in Hindu Dharma. All the religions say the faith is the basis. In Christianity, in Muslimism, and Buddhism, and so many different kind of religious group. But faith, everyone accepted wholeheartedly, a faithful plane is necessary. Then first necessary to keep your faith to Lord and try to proceed with the mood of devotion. This is the preaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srila Guru Maharaj mercifully given me that opportunity to spread this Krishna consciousness to all over the world. Actually, I have no qualification. I cannot speak properly English also. Srimad Bhakti Ananda Sagar Maharaj is my very good friend, always he is helping me. And several ways. And this help coming from Lord for you all, this is my feeling. You are all my relatives actually. My Guru Maharaj said, all the devotees coming from God, then why not they are relatives? They all is related with Lord, that you all is related. But our situation, we are sleeping, necessary to waken up. Uttishtata jagrata prapko varam nibodhata otho jago. Wake up. And then you will understand what is your situation. And when we will understand that we are in troubleful position in this material world, this feeling will come. Then we will try through devotion, mood of devotion, to cross over this illusory environment. But for the peace and the peace and not to disturbance the environment, we will try to harmonize with every thing, even Varna dharma, ashram dharma, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, etc., etc., many divisions within our lifestyle, and brahmachari, sannyasi, vanaprasthi, grihastha, different kind of division in our religious life. In your material life, but we can make harmony with all life. Peaceful coexistence, it is very essential for us. Then the three quality and qualification we will try to collect, and that three quality is humility, tolerance, and giving honor to others. And we will try to practice within the line of devotion, try to practice Krishna consciousness. But you have any question you can do in this meeting about Krishna consciousness, I shall try to satisfy you as possible by me. But be enriched with the mood of devotion and practice Krishna consciousness and be happy. This is the advice of the scriptures. You must remember, given me chance to speak something in front of you all, I tried. And I want to satisfy Lord and my Guru Maharaj. If I shall can do something good for you, that will be possible. Anybody have any question? You can do that. Otherwise, we will chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with you all. Yes, Prabhu. This light, disturbing Prabhu, this light.
One question, the significance of observing Ekadashi.
Satisfaction of Lord. This day we are observing this Chandir. Lunar day. 11th lunar day is Ekadashi. There is dark moon and light moon. Two Ekadashi in a month, almost in a month, coming every fortnight. And that Ekadashi day, two ways, we can consider one is that with the moon and our body very much related, and especially this day of Ekadashi, our handkerchief of body increasing. Externally, necessary to decrease it through fasting. This is the external cause. But internally, Lord Himself also feeling in the day of Ekadashi, the hankering mood increasing for His transcendental pleasure. We, the servitor, engaging ourselves more deepest way and living our own enjoyment. self-enjoyment, living our self-enjoyment, we want to satisfy our Lord, to give Him full enjoyment. And eternally in this way, we are observing Ekadashi Day. And Ekadashi Day, other way we can consider all the sin living within the grave. And scripture says, if we will take grain in the day of Ekadashi, we will eat the sin. For that, the practitioners of religion, they are avoiding to take the grain. But our main vision is that this day, increasing bhogavasana, the enjoying spirit in increasing of our Lord, and we are trying to satisfy Him with our full energy. And we'll consider our own enjoyment, especially this day, and avoiding to take even food for the service of all.
Please take this for my
there was a double break. And if you are able to say the foolish, unhesitatingly, you can do that, but the power double break. And also medicine, and someone going to die, but in another situation, if you think they are not to give him medicine, that is not good, and for that, giving allowance for medicine, he can take medicine, he can also not break. But it is what satisfaction of God we are observing this happens.
Position as
for the satisfaction of Ramchandra, his supplier of enjoyment. And they ask the street to become, they will become him. Why Ramchandra wants to be and wants to enjoy with the form of wife with Ramchandra? But Ramchandra not accepted that. It is also in Ramayana. Ramchandra said, in this incarnation, I am establishing the rulings of the Vedas in this mundane world, and within my this incarnation, it is not possible to accept any other wife. And you will get a chance, I am giving boon in my Krishna Lila. There you will be a woman for my
consort
in Vrindavan. Vrindavan, not in Vrindavan. It is Dharka Lila, there and higher. You will get chance in other my incarnation as Krishna there. But in this Ramchandra life, you not will get it. Because I am establishing the rulings of the Vedas, and for that second wife I cannot accept. And Ramchandra's character also very much pure with Vedic anushasana, ruling.
Discipline.
Vedic discipline. But Krishna character completely different. And if we will compare, they are necessary first to understand what is satisfaction of Lord. That must be super than ordinary. And that way, we must consider Krishna Lila is more happier and palatable for the conditioned souls, for the jiva souls, not unconditioned souls, for the jiva souls. More happier and more palatable. Because they will get chance in the Krishna Lila to serve in Madhura Rasa. And in Madhura Rasa, within the Ram Lila, is not possible to serve Ramchandra.
Please explain Lord Chaitanya's chipped rice festival.
It is Lord Chaitanya Chiradadi Mahotsav. It is explanation. Actually, the fact was Chiradadi Mahotsav of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu went to Khargaha, one village in Bengal, and Raghunath Das Goswami was devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was so rich man's son, And when he wants to join with the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his father had not given permission, and he was arrested in his house by his father. But when Raghunath Das said, here Nityananda Prabhu come, Mahaprabhu's dearmost associate, I want to see him, please give me permission, otherwise I shall leave my body. Then father gave permission and he went to see Nityananda Prabhu in Khargaha. And Nityananda Prabhu so merciful to Raghunath Das, and he jokingly told to Raghunath Das, you many times tried to go out from house but cannot be successful, but feed to my associates here maybe 500 with Nityananda Prabhu, his associate present was there, and feed my associates with the curd and fried rice and sundaes and fruits, banana, etc., and condensed milk. If you can feed, they will be satisfied, I shall be happy, and I shall bless you, and you can join with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this jokingly Nityananda Prabhu told, but Nityananda Prabhu knows that Raghunath Das Goswami has that capacity. And he immediately arranged and given that festival there under the tree near to Ganges in Khardaha. And Nityananda Prabhu also had his expecting Mahaprabhu's presence. Mahaprabhu can stay anywhere, but he is appearing in that place by the wills of Nityananda Prabhu. Then Nityananda Prabhu arranged one bhog for Mahaprabhu also. He arranged for everyone, but one bhog for Mahaprabhu, and he seated, and everyone, not maybe, but many, the associates of Nityananda Prabhu have seen the Mahaprabhu come there and smiling and taking with Nityananda Prabhu this bhoga, that bhoga. Then who come to hear from the village that they are going so big festival, and they also feeded by Raghunath Das Goswami. His arrangement was so big and Nityananda Prabhu was so happy. Then Nityananda Prabhu giving his lotus feet to the head of Raghunath Das Goswami, and bless him that today your all bondage within with Maya
will be released.
You go back to your home, and immediately you will get the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that happened later. This is the story of the Dadichira Mahotsav.
How can one detach from material attachment, and which is the way to Godhead? Two questions in one. How can one detach from material attachment, and which is the way to Godhead?
This is very easy process given Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this age of Kali Yuga, only the process to go back to Godhead and to get proper spiritual world with service through chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And that Maha Mantra written in several places of Purana and very much appropriate for this age of Kali Yuga. No other practices necessary to do, only chant without offense the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and be happy, and happily you can proceed to the transcendental service world by the grace of Sadhu Guru Vaishnava. You will be satisfied, and this is only process in this of Kali Yuga. And Mahaprabhu said, ye pahu kahe kahila ei mahamantra yahyato diya sabhi kuriya nirbandha yahyate sarvasiddhi haive sabar sarvakkhan balaite vidhi nahiya. This is mahamantra. Means all from the best. You chant this Maha Mantra, Nirbandha means?
Regularly.
And if any disturbance will come to you, that also will be removed by the power of Maha Mantra. And the non-different form of transcendental vibration. This Maha Mantra as Lord will reveal in your heart and all darkness go out, and you will be enlightened with transcendental service to the Lord and easily can proceed to your destination, the Goloka Vrindavan, where is Lord Himself always enjoying with His associates, and you will get chance to be associate of your Lord and be happy. This is
one more question. How is it, Srila Govinda Maharaj, that as I see the form of you, I can see Srila Guru Maharaj?
It is your feelings. They are, what can I say? But I am trying with my poor knowledge and insignificant quality to satisfy my Guru Maharaj, and always remembering my Guru Maharaj. That way, some connection you will feel with me, no doubt. And I am also feeling connection with Guru Maharaj to see you all. Because by the grace of Guru Maharaj, I have got opportunity to come here, and I have got opportunity to meet with you all. Then anyway we are connected with God, anyway you are connected with Guru, and that feelings make it come. But it is personal feeling, I can say.
Very personal.
Jaya Guru Mahasra Kutsidante Gosai Maharaj Ki Jaya. Now it's time, it's 8:30. Thank you.